A Beijing-based company that runs bilingual K-12 schools in China and has been expanding into sports and arts academies is seeking to buy Westminster Choir College from Rider University for $40 million. The announcement by Rider of the non-binding arrangement this week with Beijing Kaiwen Educational Technology Company was the first time the university has revealed the name of the interested party or a price tag. No further timeline was given, and additional details of the agreement were not made public. In the statement, Rider President Gregory Del Omo said Kaiwen's proposal was rooted in an interest in the Westminster name and keeping the school in Princeton. Rider last year announced its plans to sell Westminster and its campus, backing off an initial proposal to close the Princeton-based campus and move Westminster's choral and music education programs to its main Lawrence campus. The prospect of a sale of the nearly 100-year-old choir college, whose choirs have performed with major U.S. orchestras and sung on Grammy-winning albums, alarmed some alumni and parents, prompting several lawsuits challenging the legality of any sale that might put its legacy at risk. According to the English-language version of its website, Kaiwen Academy, a subsidiary of Kaiwen Education Technology, operates elementary, middle, and high school programs on its Beijing campus. Its vision is to educate students, quote, to become open-minded, inquiring, courageous, reflective, principled, and caring citizens. The company changed its name from Jingsu Zhongtai Bridge Steel Structure in December. Earlier this month, it announced an agreement with the Manchester City Football Club to establish training camps for its students, and last August, it appointed a former Eton School deputy head as chairman of its board. In its statement, Rider said Kaiwen will offer employment to current faculty and staff and continue student aid, adding that the buyer is committed to Westminster's long-term viability. While the announcement made public the name of the group that could take over Westminster, it did not sway opponents of the sale, who have argued that Rider does not have the right to sell the land. Earlier this week, prior to Rider's most recent announcement, Princeton Theological Seminary filed suit against the university, contending that the effort to sell the choir college may have disregarded the conditions set by the land's donor. Sophie Strong Taylor gifted the land to Westminster in the 1930s on the condition that if it ever ceased to operate as a choir college, the land would go to the seminary. Rider bought Westminster and merged it into its own programs in 1992. In its suit, the seminary contended it had been kept at arm's length, despite efforts to reach out to Rider for information on the negotiations. Matt Collar is a member of the Coalition to Save Westminster Choir College.
We believe that the sale is illegal and that it violates the merger agreement, and that has damaged the school significantly in terms of enrollment, which is way down. The number of donations, I believe, has pretty much dropped to zero to the school, and the accreditation issues and faculty loss. We've already lost several faculty members, and we know that several are in the process of looking elsewhere. So, you know, the damage has been pretty extensive.
Student and alumni reactions to the announcement on social media were mixed, expressing both concern about the ultimate goals of Kaiwen in taking on a choir college with little experience, and also optimism about the international and cultural opportunities that might emerge from such a combination. Vocal performance major Corinne Burnson is a moderator of the Keep Westminster Choir College in Princeton Facebook group and secretary of the Class of 19. She said the announcement, which students received as an email during the school day on Wednesday, at least answered some of their questions.
I think we are more open-minded to maybe some change occurring based on this new person, this new buyer, and what they could possibly bring to our school. So I think we're still very curious, and we want to meet them, ask questions. But having the name has been able to open up some sort of research and opening our minds up a little bit more. I know on some of the more public forums, we have had a few Chinese alums that have been able to give us some insight, translating a few things on the website for us, giving us a little bit more information. So now that we know who they are, I think we want to be able to be more collaborative and part of the process. But I think overall, the feeling is more positive because I think we're happy that we're more involved a little bit.
Burnson added that the students will send questions to Del Omo through the student government's executive board. In its announcement, Rider also said Kaiwen has tapped consultant Catherine Jarzizian to assist with the process of obtaining accreditation from the National Association of Schools of Music, a requirement, and Larry Livingston, chair of the Department of Conducting at the University of Southern California's Thornton School of Music and former dean of the Shepherd School of Music at Rice University as a project manager and liaison.